This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The WIB Morning Show. John Ritchie, James Seltzer in for Joe DeCamera, Rhea Hughes, Devin Caney hanging out. Dan Wilson back in the studio. Fran Rojas on site. We got a crew. Garrett Stubbs. Is anyone devastated? Are we happy? No, no. Is everyone good with Garrett Stubbs?
I feel sad for him.
Rafael Marchand will be the catcher until he gets hurt.
That's the point. He won't be down there probably.
Yeah.
I'm a little sad too, John. I'm okay with it, but like I'm definitely not like
I don't know
I'm not rejoicing about it.
No, I can't be happy about this. The guy was a true like a leader of leisure for the team, and I think he would call himself that, and sometimes that really helps a group
to loosen
guys.
It up.
Yeah,
especially over 162. Like, yes. I think the difference between baseball and other sports is it really can become a grind when you're doing every single day, your night day game after night game, and you're playing in the heat and all. And it, look, they're playing a kid's game, so like I'm not going too far with it.
I hope someone who can fill that with.
You need
him
to lighten
gone.
It up when you're every single day.
I'm assuming Marsh and Stott do that.
It's not a
position they could keep doing that.
No, look, you play. Pick the best backup catcher should be the backup catcher. Yes. I don't disagree.
You don't want
and
him
we know
playing
that Marchand
much.
Is agree. Very talented.
I think Marchand is better than Stubbs. Oh, yeah. I think
but
it's the right
Stubbs
move.
Stubbs was also incredibly thorough in his preparation, which I always appreciated a lot. You know, he did as good a job as, well, I don't know. I was always very impressed that he seemed to be as dialed in as he was at the drop of a hat when that's a tough job. You know, we all know.
You always got to be ready.
Yeah, and it's thankless. And he seemed to always produce when called upon, which is crazy because you look at the guy, he doesn't look like
he's tiny.
A professional athlete, that's for sure.
So, and look, I, at the end of the day, I'm a big believer that sports are supposed to be fun. We choose to spend our time watching them. We choose to spend our money on it and all that. Like, we should get some enjoyment out of it. I know we get a lot of angst out of it, too. But, you know, Garrett Stubbs was fun, even if it didn't work out. All right, 215. I do think we will see him again, to your point, Rhea. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones and talk to our buddy Patrick in Tabernacle. Pat.
Morning, everybody. How we doing?
Doing well, Patrick.
John Ritchie, good to hear you. You were out, you know, you're you didn't hear me say because you're out, but dude, you're falling in love, and you start pulling Mondays and Fridays, taking time off.
Falling in love.
Yeah, you did. You did pull a DeCamera with the Friday Monday move. That is the classic DeCamera right there.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true, and it does.
You know, well, good for you.
You know what? It makes
Patrick,
sense.
You know, you've listened to the show long enough to know that there was like 5 to 6 years where John refused to take days off. And Joe and I would literally, like, plead with him, like, John, please, for your own good, take a couple days off and recharge, man. I'm happy.
And listen, and Devin, I'm I am no longer referring to you as the news. I'm a little disappointed that
this is a momentous moment here, Patrick. I mean, you are probably the biggest news commenter, I would say. He's like the one keeping the nickname alive.
I love that nickname. I love the name. She self-created it. And like,
hi, this is the news.
She definitely did not lean into it, and that's okay. You know, but
no, I feel like we leaned into it for a while there. It's kind of old now. I think it's from like two seasons ago.
If someone calls you Scoops and if your nickname's the news, shouldn't you correct them? You're like, yo.
It's a fair point for Patrick. I'm not going to lie there. You know.
So, Patrick, are you saying this is a me problem? You're saying that I should correct the afternoon show and tell them to call me.
I love this. Yes. Yeah.
Well,
I mean.
Yeah.
Wait, what happened with Scoops?
They call her Scoops on the afternoon show.
They call me Scoops Caney.
Yeah. The afternoon show really likes to just do their own thing.
Yeah.
You
know?
You notice that.
It's like they're not a part of the station with the rest of us or whatever. No big deal.
I can say I knew Devin when she was in the, you know. With the morning show.
That's true. And now she's just too big time. I get it, Patrick.
Well, Patrick, you can call me the news still if you want.
There we go. Well, we want you to own
keep it
is what he's saying. He wants to call yourself the news a little bit here.
But that's
weird.
I'm not going to call myself anything.
You could be like, listen, Scoops, that's not my nickname, guys. Sorry.
Okay, all right. Next time I will.
If you do that, that would be pretty awesome. All right, Patrick, what do you got on the Phils?
Listen to Phils. You know, you're talking about Stubbs getting, you know, called back and stuff. I was thinking, you know, we actually have a little bit of depth. At catcher, which you don't hear people say, oh man, this team's got great catcher depth. But we got a couple options, you know, if JT hits the shelf, I think.
Again, which is good.
It is. And, you know, the excitement for the season is back with me. I mean, here it is, supposed to be spring, and yeah, 40, you know, it's crazy weather today. But listen, it's the start of a season. We all have the hope that something might happen, but I just, you know, again, the bats have to do something. I was real pleased to hear Stott, his interview, you know, with not making any excuses, but just being honest with, listen, that's a crazy injury to do.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Deal with. I was listening to that interview.
Totally. Man, well, Patrick, imagine. Yeah. I mean, the idea that he, to Richie's point yesterday, just the thought that he has to think, should I not swing? Like, just that second of thought goes through your head can completely ruin you as a hitter.
My gosh.
You know?
That added layer of complication for something that's already so complicated.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. But you know what? Maybe the step that I thought and a lot of other people thought last year, he could take. Maybe this year, you know. I
think he's going to have a great season. I think he's chomping at the bit for this season to just let me at him. Let me up there. I'll show you about an approach. Let me up there healthy. Yeah.
And to people with concerns about the lineup, I mean, that is the kind of stuff that could really – like, obviously, we talk a lot about Trey Turner and how we need him to be better. But, again, Trey Turner was a .295 hitter last year. I know he was streaky, but, like, we need Bryson Stott to be good. You know, we need, you know, the guys at the bottom of the – Max Kepler to step in and be much better than the – like, that's what's going to take the –
What do you expect from Kepler?
So I really like Max Kepler.
I've always liked him.
I've owned him in fantasy a fair amount of times.
You're the one who tells me all the time don't get all caught
I'm not
up
of spring.
What you see at
I'm
the
not because of spring. I like Kepler. I like Kepler from the Twins.
I thought he looked so exciting, so different than everything we've seen in the outfield.
He had 31 home runs a couple years ago. Like, he's done that in the major leagues, in a season at 31 home runs in the major leagues. Like, he has proven that he could do – he's done it.
That kind of juice, yeah. That kind of power, he can bring that
Kepler,
now.
Kepler's pretty legit.
To this team.
Like, I really like him. I'm fully in on Max
Kepler. Yeah. We get 30 home runs
but
from
think
our
about
left
what
fielder.
That does for the lineup. If everyone else – and we want Turner to be better, and I think he can and all, but if everyone's just the same and Stott returns to what we thought he was and Max Kepler is good,
Stott
I mean, that
returns
alone,
and is better
yeah,
than
that
what
alone
we've seen.
Changes the lineup in a massive, drastic way. Pat, you That's got a answer for us?
I do. It's and I'm not going for winning answers. I got to think from the station about I got to pay taxes on all of my winnings.
Oh, no, Patrick.
I'm like, no, you... man.
So all right, so let's see what your attempt at a non-winning answer is.
No, I'm going to say almost nobody will know this reference. A Saucer Full of Secrets, an album, Pink Floyd with Syd Barrett. The song about a guy who lost his leg in the war, Corporal Clegg.
Oh, wow, that is
and
a deep
it,
reference.
And it has a kazoo. Listen, it's got a kazoo jam.
Oh, I love kazoos. I'm a big Syd Barrett guy, one of the more underrated, I think, people.
I don't think I've heard the word kazoo in, like, 10 years,
You don't
longer.
See kazoos in popular music that often.
No.
You know, you'll see a
in
you
cartoons,
know,
you'll see them.
That's true. Yeah. That's a good point. Yeah.
Not,
yeah.
I don't think it's
not
a
like
real
the best,
instrument.
It's not like the best sound. It's, not, like a, it's not like a melodic sound.
It's like a child instrument. Yeah, it's like a...
A like way a, for air to sound differently as it passes through something, and that's pretty much it, you know?
No, it's like a wood block or something. Like, it's something that's very simple and sort of kid-like, childish.
Well, let me tell you, a little piece of advice for parents out there, especially for if you have a six-year-old
Don't
or someone.
Don't get the six-year-old.
Yeah,
the...
it's a recorder we got her, and let me tell you.
Oh, no.
Let me, and it's one of those things where it's like, yo. Awesome.
Don't
you
want to
you want to play music that is so cool, like I support that, and then it's like the next 10 days
yeah. Nothing
just
with sound.
Has she
ears.
Played a Hot sometimes Cross Buns that, on it yet?
We're working on it.
Sometimes okay. that recorder
she likes to play what she wants to play.
Sometimes that recorder might find its way up on top of the bureau. Every once in a while. Where's the recorder,
oh,
Daddy? I don't know, Zoe.
I'll look for it.
I don't know.
Where was
Zoe?
The last place
I've
you had
looking.
It?
Exactly, yeah. Yeah.
And it's and, a place, she's only 3 feet tall. Yeah. Like, she can't see on top.
See, this is the kind of stuff I needed. Thank you very much. All right, 215-592-9494.
Oh, you'll learn the stuff like Clark's learning now, that all the stuff that I told him. Like, he didn't want us to get rid of his crib, even though he hadn't been in it in 2 years.
Oh, yeah, we're going through that with Zoe, too. Yeah.
Oh, no, you know what we did? It was the one down the shore. We were back home. My brother called and said, put me on speaker. He's like, someone broke into the house. And I'm like, oh, my God, what did they steal? The crib. I'm like, the crib?
That's great.
Clark's like, you lied to me? I'm like, oh, 100%. Somebody broke in and stole the crib.
Whatever it takes. 215-592-9494. We'll continue to take your calls next. Plus, Elliot Shore Parks is going to join us at 7:30 to talk birds. And you can get in on the birds, the Phillies, and more. And again, plus I mentioned this before, coming up next segment, you're going to hear some audio from Marcus Morris that's going to make you angry. And it's not something you didn't know or expect, but it's just confirmation on something that's going to drive you crazy. What is it? You'll hear that next. It's the morning show. We're coming right back.
Here's what's happening at Borgata, where we are today and every Friday. Don't miss out on the action at Borgata's Poker Room, where great cards, lucky seats, and high hands bring excitement to every player. Open 7 days a week. Excitement is waiting, and you are only miles away from your happy place. Experience award-winning restaurants, exciting bars, live music, big-name entertainment, and a spacious casino filled with your favorite slots and table games. The action at Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa doesn't stop. Start planning your getaway today. Visit theborgata.com for more details.